Chosheva, future Imohis be Israel. Hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, it should go Bekalus, very easy. Everybody should find their future Basherta, Benekal, or Bekalus, and to raise Vais Neman be Yisrael, Besimcha, V'tuv Levav. Right now, we are in the midst of the 3 weeks, which of course is a difficult period for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael experienced tremendous difficulties and nisyonos during this time. But we know from Svarim HaKdoshim that this is like a black background, that although it is dark, but still the background gives the beauty to the gemstone. When you put it in a velvet box with a black background or a dark blue background, even though the background looks dark, but it gives off the glance onto the beautiful gemstone. The same thing is true with this man. Even though we are now in the 3 weeks, but this is really a background, because these days are going to turn over into Yomim Tovim, and we have to do our utmost best to make sure that we fulfill our mission to be able to do whatever we can to create a Kiddush Kavod Shamayim. In this week's parasha, we find an amazing thing. The Rabbi Zalman Sorotzkin points out that we find that Pinchas was zeicha, this greatness, and why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went and he ground up the eagle, or Aharon, when he stopped the Magefa, we don't find any thanks that the Rabbeinu Shalom awards them with and gives them something for it. Whereas Pinchas is Zeiche Kohuna, he becomes a Kohen forever. What happened over here? Why is Pinchas awarded, and why is Moshe and Aharon, when they do their feat, nothing happened? They weren't awarded any special matana from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Rabbi Zalman Sorotzkin explains, and this is something very vital for all of us to know, that Pinchas was an ordinary Yid till now. He was not a Nasi. The Levim did not consider him anything special. Even so, when he saw a situation of Echel Hashem, he could have said, let me stand to the side. If the leaders of Klal Yisrael are not making any protest, why should I get involved? But he did not do that. He put all these tightness that he could have used to avoid, he put it to the side, and he broke his nature, and he went to take a spear, which is a kli mashchis, which is a weapon, which is something that was not commonly found in his house. And he went to kill a Nasi, even though he was not a judge, he was not a policeman, and he did something to intervene on behalf of Ben Odom Lamokim. So on this, he gets schar. Moshe and Aharon, they did what was expected of them as leaders in Klal Yisrael. So that's why there's no special yashar koyach when somebody does what's expected from him. When somebody is in a position of simple yid, and he does something outstanding, that's what we learn from over here, that we're supposed to use out the time. We're supposed to take the opportunity. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say, set Hashem, Haydeini noaz rechecha, let me see and understand you, perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when I wanted by the snare, you covered your face, then you didn't want. Now I'm not going to do it. Same thing also we find by Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan, when he was in Minsk. There was a very wealthy person that, when he was a youngster, was getting married, and Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan needed a pair of shoes. So he told the chassan, can you give me your old pair of shoes, because you're going to get a new one, you're Baruch Hashem well-to-do. So the chassan told him, well, if you would go to work, you would be able to afford to buy a pair of shoes. So what do you want from me? So Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan said, I didn't ask you for eitzes. I only asked you if you could be so kind to give me the pair of shoes that you're probably going to discard anyway, which is better condition than my shoe. Well, it didn't happen. He didn't get it. Years later, when Yitzchak Ochanan became the famous Kovner Rav, and he came to Vilna, at this time, people, he wanted to print his sefer, his svarim, his shalas atshuvas. Then this youngster, who was this wealthy person, this chassan, very wealthy person, came over to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and he told him, I want to sponsor the printing of all your svarim. I will do the best paper, the best binding. It will be a product of perfection. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan looked at him and he recognized him. And he said, I want to tell you, my dear friend, when I didn't have anything, a pair of shoes, you refused to give it to me then, all it would have been is an old pair of shoes. Right now, I can't take your nedava from you. When I needed it, that's when you weren't there. I'm sorry, I am not going to accept it from you. Not the chas v'shalom, he was angry at him, or he just said, I cannot give you that tzchus. You gave me a hisrashus, you weakened me at this time. So we learn from over here, a man and a woman has to seize the opportunity. When you see there is a need for something, when you see there's a tzairach to do something. Many of you girls know of somebody that may be fit for your friend, and you say, I'm not a shatranta, I can't do it, perhaps somebody else will do it. Well, at least if you think somebody else could do it, don't wait, don't hesitate till it slips your mind. And when you could have helped somebody, all you got to do is call up and say, I do think that this shidduch may be appropriate for my friend or for somebody that I know. And this way, you get up and you do something. You don't have to be the perfectionist. You don't have to. You just have to fulfill your obligation one to another and try to be of a help one to another. As simple as we are, each one has opportunities. We have to seize the opportunity. Pinchas grabbed the moment, he captured that moment, and because of this, is v'hoi saloy lazara achrav briskenos halam. What a lesson, what we can accomplish during these 3 weeks. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us. We shall all fulfill our tafkid. We shall all be able to accomplish what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to, or at least try to help one another, strengthen our ben adam lechaveiroi and our concern and our nesias oil one for another. And be'ezus Hashem yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch will help us all, everybody with his necessities, with his needs, and as is Hashem Yisbarach, we'll all hear Besuras Tavis, Simchas Chasna Mikala, and be as Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bemheira, Beyomenu, Amen.